We are going to draft the 2010s decade of Iowa Hawkeye football. Who ends up with the best team? You guys can decide that. Thank you for listening to this show. I highly suggest moving to the YouTube for this podcast. By nature, it's a harder listen, more fun to watch, and watch the teams come to life on Grant's Excel sheet. Nonetheless, enjoy this episode. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome in. Watch the Walk-Ons podcast. You're going to hear a fourth voice on this show, a long-lost walk-on, a guy who, God, I think he started the show with us. His name's Drake Kulik.
What's up, gang?
Joining in tonight. Before we get to the fun part tonight, Drake, I do want to just touch on a couple things. Huge win for Sullivan Cauley.
Man, what a win. Shout out my boy, Sully.
If you caught ESPN Plus on Thursday night, you saw a long-haired Drake Kulik in the ring picking up Sully after a 30-second knockout to some bum step-in.
Minute 36 seconds, and let's give Alex Pleady his flowers. He's had a good a career. He was a good fighter in Bellator. He was a top five ranked fighter at Bellator. He's got some good wins. He's not a bum. He's a former Northwestern Wildcat wrestler. He's just not all around up to Sully's standard in mixed martial arts.
Sure. So congrats to him. The training camp that is Drake's squad over there. Drake eyeing a fight later this month, right?
Correct. May 31st.
Yeah. May 31st. If we have details on any way you could potentially watch that on a pirated stream from some cell phone Nokia 2006, we'll get that to the Walk On Army later this month. So shout out to that. And Drake,
it's
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you sound like RFK who just smoked a pack. So a little bit. I'm not sure.
I probably am dealing with a little bit of voice box deterioration after the fight.
Okay. So there you go. Welcome back to Drake. Glad to have him as always on the show. Tonight we're going to do something fun. We got all four of us here for the first time in God knows how long. We're going to do a draft of the 2010 to 2019 Iowa Hawkeyes, the 2010s, which happens to be the era that we played in as well. So who knows, maybe our names go up on the board. The way this was going to work originally, I sort of had the idea of, hey, what if we just did like an all 2010 team? And I think that would be fun. I think even you could potentially do it as a playoff of this episode. This is one of those episodes that, like, when you're thinking about like, hey, let's do an Iowa Hawkeye fan podcast. Like, this is a great idea. I think it could have a lot of legs here. What it's morphed into is we are going to all four of us draft an entire football team, including specialists. That's 22 positions, or maybe even more, because I think we've added a position or two on the offense. We can have that conversation here in a second. Plus the three specialists. Once somebody is off the board, they're gone. Another guy cannot draft them, right? We can't have combos. Me and Kevin and Drake all can't pick myself for their long snapper, even though everybody would like
to. Which we wouldn't.
So, I think first on the defense, Kevin, you joined late before we were having this conversation. Pretty simple on the defense: 2 D tackles, 2 D ends, 3 linebackers, 2 safeties, and 2 corners. Just make it easy.
Are we going to specify inside versus outside linebackers?
Nope. You can just have 3 linebackers. It doesn't matter if they were all middles or if they were all. It's just going to be. We won't make it that tough on the offensive side. One punter, 1 kicker, 1 long snapper. And then on the offense, I'm thinking 1 QB.
Yep.
Do we do 2 running backs?
I was thinking 1 QB, 1 running back, 1 fullback, 2 tight ends, 2 receivers, 5 O-line.
All right. I like that. So we'll do 1 running back, 1 fullback, 2 tight ends, 1 of each of the 5 offensive line positions, and 2 wide receivers. Now, any guy who played on a roster from the 2010-2011 season until the 2019-2020 season, they are eligible. Doesn't matter how long they were a Hawkeye. Doesn't matter.
Defines played. Like, do they have to have taken a snap?
Well, I'm guessing if you pick them, they probably played and did well, Grant.
Well, but I think the question is, and this is what I want to get to in the chat, is if I choose somebody who was a true freshman in 2019, but graduated in 2024.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Good question.
Do I get true freshman Jamari Harris, or do I get 2024 Jamari Harris?
Okay. So
that's a huge difference.
You're right. I don't know. What do we think?
I think it's fair game. I think you get the best version of whoever you pick.
So anybody who was on one of those rosters, even if it was on a year outside of that, I suppose you could have a guy who played in 2010 but had a better year in 2009. That's possible. You still get the best version of that player. He just had to be
the simplest way to do it.
Yeah, he just had to be on one of those 10 rosters.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We did not do a ton of prep, as you can see. We're basically figuring this out right now. Who wants to go first? The other thing we wanted to say, Kev, was.
First pick is a massive advantage.
the other thing I wanted to say about this was to speed it up a little bit. We decided you get two picks every time it comes around too.
Oh, okay.
Two picks.
One offense, one defense.
Well, dude, first is so advantageous.
It is. Or maybe we could start that up in like round three or something. But
I also want to say two picks.
How about this? We start with one.
I'm going to pick all four quarterbacks.
Nobody can have them. Yeah, this isn't a thing where you're going to have like a backup either. You get one to fill these slots and that's it. We'll start with one. We'll just do it like a normal draft. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Is this the spin or have you done it yet?
This is not the spin. Well, it is.
Okay.
This is the official spin.
Okay.
This is for fourth pick.
Oh, wait, if this starts going too slow,
this will be first.
We'll go to two picks, but if we're moving along, we're having a good fun here. We'll just keep it at one and do a normal draft. Snake,
right, come up with the rules. Let's just fucking go.
Okay, right. Gary, spin the wheel. Pick. This is for first pick.
First pick.
Nobody wants to listen to us talk about rules.
Oh, no. Gary. Oh, Gary.
Good shit.
Gary.
All right, spin it again. Who's got number two?
Oh, but you got to remove yourself.
You should have removed yourself.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you said spit. You didn't say
Gary remove. Also gets the second.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yeah, oh, baby. Come on. Let's go.
All right, Kevin, you get three. I'll take four.
No. We'll do it. We'll do it the right way. We'll do it the right way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is – oh, I love seeing Drake and Kevin spin around. You did Kluve. Kluve is Kevin in this. All right, looks so like it's Drake anyway.
All right, so you
get four and five, though, Kev, so that's good.
Oh, we're going to snake it?
We'll snake it.
Yeah, we'll snake it for sure.
All right, Gary, you rigged this motherfucker, and you get the first pick. So out of all 25 positions, where are you going with pick number one in the 2010s Hawkeye draft?
All right, I'm going to – this could be up there, but I think I want to take Tristan as my number one.
Yeah, that's the number one pick.
Easy.
I didn't want to overthink it. I think Tristan's just a simple run the ball there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. All right, pick.
Are you running the Excel sheet, Gary?
I have the one pick on there right now.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna need a reminder though. Like if you have multiple of a certain position, you got to let me know because I don't have all of them filled out yet.
Yeah. I'm going to keep my own on here so I can kind of keep track as well. Pick number two is going to be Cooper DeJean off the board.
Cooper DeJean, I do not believe, was a 2019 Hawkeye.
Was he not? Was he 2020?
I believe he is a 2020 or 2020.
I hate myself. Okay, we're going.
He forfeits his pick.
No. Nice. We're going CJ Beathard.
I say he's younger than me, so, and I was a freshman in 2020. CJ.
We're taking CJ. Okay. We're starting early with the important positions.
With the third pick, Brandon Sheriff.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Oh, man. I am going to. Damn.
It's so fun. This is. I don't know why we haven't done this.
This is a ton of fun. I am going to go. Shit.
It's okay. The pauses can be edited out too in a very simple way. So it'll all sound very fluid.
All right. Let's go with number three overall.
Four overall.
Number four overall today, Junior.
Riley Reiff.
That's a good pick. He played tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's you get five too, Kev.
Oh, I also get five. Okay.
So we're gonna be here until fucking June.
Yeah. We're gonna move along. I'm gonna anchor my other side of my offensive line, and I'm gonna go with, you know, I'm just James Daniels.
That's wow. That is starting strong there. Sheesh.
Okay. I'm gonna take Desmond.
Whoa.
Oh shit. I'm up. Am I not?
No.
No, stupid. It's a snake.
Did it not snake to me already?
Oh, no. Drake and me have to go.
Never mind. Don't. If you want to guess, that was purely intimidating.
It's okay. The Avalanche lost last night. He's still reeling.
It is your fault.
Am I on this podcast with three absolute idiots?
It's your turn, Drake. Pick.
Jesus Christ. All right. I really do like that Desmond pick. I think I have to get the best pass rusher. Can I take Claiborne, or was he too old?
You can take Claiborne. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to take Claiborne.
That's good. It's a good pick. I'm going to go with Tyler Linderbaum.
Great pick.
A good pick.
He's up there for me.
Now you got it, Gary.
It would be crazy if I just pulled something else out, though.
Robert Gallery.
I wish. I'll still take Desmond. No.
It's a good pick.
A lot of now it goes Kevin, Gary, me. Or no, sorry. Kevin, Kluver, me. So, who's first? Gary.
Gary was first.
Okay, so now it goes back to Kluver, right?
And we just go.
And then we just keep going straight in order from here on out.
Straight in order from here on out. All right.
I feel like I get fucked in this format, but okay.
No, you don't.
You want to re-spin the wheel.
You got four and five. Okay, so, wow. Let me get, wow. Good question that you asked Kevin about when they were on the roster. Give me Sam Laporta.
Nice.
Is that a true freshman?
Sam Laporta.
Okay. I am shocked that he was the first tight end off the board.
Or did you just pick him over TJ?
He did.
Sam.
The pick is in.
Don't question this. Hey. All right.
Drake.
Okay,
Kevin. I'm honestly, my brain's on the floor that you just took Sam Laporta right there.
I like Sam.
Who do I want my right tackle to be? I love that Riley Reiff pick, dude.
That's a throwback pick.
That's such a great pick.
Hey, G-Bone, you want to share your screen if you're working on an Excel file?
Yeah, they don't even need to look at our faces for this if you're watching YouTube.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What I think is funny about this episode is there's going to be in these areas where they hear us humbling and or humming and hawing, they're like, hey, pick this guy because they all have somebody in mind.
This is where my spelling is about to get crushed.
Oh, that's okay. No one cares. Who's up right now?
Drake is.
Oh, okay.
I need some right tackle options here because I'm trying to pick a right tackle, but I don't have a list of them in front of me.
It's just also not what the spreadsheet looks like right now. I don't know.
Who is our right tackle? Was it Boone or Ike or?
Give me Ike Butker.
That's a good pick. I'm also going to take a second tackle here. And
there's going to be no tackles left for me and Grant.
Well, you missed up. This guy doesn't get nearly enough love, but was a secretly incredible player. Fourth round draft pick, Andrew Donnell.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
True.
It's a really good pick. Listen, I picked Ike as a hometown favorite.
I mean, I support it.
And he's a damn good football player.
He is. He's a very good football player.
I just know my offensive line right now is going to make our entire team way better.
Hey, starting on the line. Love to see it. So who's up, Kevin?
No, we're going to go back to Gary. Straight on through.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you just.
Okay.
I know who I'm picking.
How many corners do we get?
Two corners.
Two.
Do I just – am I just hog them today? I'm going to take Josh Jackson.
That's great.
Nice. It's a solid two.
I'm just gonna start hoarding these guys.
That's a solid two. Which side of the field are you throwing to, you know? For my next pick, I am taking DJK.
All right.
I am going to go with Riley Moss.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good one.
The corners are coming off.
Love it.
Gonna have to reach into the bag for a few.
Yeah, gonna have to reach in the bag, man.
I'm gonna continue on the offensive line ish, but we're gonna add a little offense to it. Give me TJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I guess in my mind, the way I view that is I kind of – he did have –
You took him too high.
He did have an insane year. TJ did. That was an insane year. I view TJ and Sam as very –
TJ had two damn good years.
Yeah, I view them as very equal. Very. I think Sam would, with the right quarterback play, would have had a similar output. Let's just put it that way. Who's up?
I think Drake.
No, I just took Riley Moss.
Okay.
No, it's you, Gary.
Kevin's after me.
Shoot, okay.
Kevin, did you pick?
Yeah, I took TJ.
We all four picks right now, right? Oh, no, Kluver, who am I missing? You should have four.
How do you, LaPorta.
I give Drake.
You put him over on Drake's. Yeah, so there we go. That. There we go. So we're back to Gary, yeah.
Yeah. I'll take, man. This is getting contentious now.
I probably need some linemen other than Tyler.
You'll just edit.
I'm gonna take Nate Stanley.
Yeah, the pause is all good.
Nate Stanley, nice. It's one of my favorite people, man. I was very glad that Nate was our quarterback. I love Uyghurs too, but Nate was a good guy to have in the huddle.
My team needs to be able to run the QB sneak, right? That was my
gotta be able to run the QB sneak.
Yeah.
Wow. Give me. I hate to do it, but give me the Outlaw.
Yeah.
I think that's a reach.
Think it's a reach?
That's a reach, man.
It's an All-American. Yeah. I mean.
It's a reach.
All right. So now it's me.
There's hometown cooking here. I want to appease the friends.
I want Austin Blythe to be my center.
That's a great pick.
I think that's a reach, too.
Well, these guys aren't coming back on the show.
That's a reach. Took him too early.
Like how All-American NFL vet was a reach in the sixth round for
Josie Jewell. Dude, there's some – you notice I haven't picked anyone on the defensive side of the ball yet because we got a lot of dogs.
There's a lot of dogs. There's some dogs now.
And you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm gonna stay on the offense.
Wow. Wow.
And give me – Man, this is so tough. This is so tough. You know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to
do it, pussy.
Give me Stanzi.
That's a good – yeah.
No! No!
Yeah, Drake, you're screwed a little bit.
Who I was taking.
I have my emergency quarterback is still available.
I know. I already know what you're talking about.
There's –
oh, shit. It's Ryan Boyle, isn't it?
Oh, no. That's a great pick, though.
Yeah.
It's a great pick.
So who's up now? Is it Drake?
No, it's back to Gary.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Oh, man. Can I get on a – hold on. Can I do a quick Google search to see
– Yeah, I'm Googling all over the place. I'm on all the rosters right now trying to figure out how I'm –
Oh, see, I'm doing this off top.
Oh, no. Did you search the rosters? How are you going to remember 400
years worth of rosters?
Yeah, 400.
Okay, yeah, I'll take I'm going to take true freshman Jack Campbell.
I was going to go Josie then Jack.
Okay.
God.
So we get two linebackers then?
Is it three?
Three? Shit.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to run out.
Man, there were some good.
So now it's Kluver.
Yeah, it's on me. I got to find if I don't take offensive linemen, it could get
we got to pick 20 of them bastards.
What was shit. Man, Sloat was good.
Yes, he was.
I need tackles, bro, and give me hold on, let me make sure he was on the roster. Alaric Jackson?
Yep.
Yeah. Give me Alaric.
Good pick.
Also underrated. Yeah, what am I talking about? He was on our team. What the fuck? I'm starting to question if people were in the 2020s, if they were
All right. Because my offense needs a playmaker, give me Tavon Smith.
Oh, good pick.
All right. All right.
Tavon had insane capabilities.
Yeah, he's talented. He was a talented dude.
I'm also going to go with a playmaker here and give me
Oliver Martin.
I'm going to take Marvin McNutt.
Yeah,
that's a good play.
I
thought McNutt was too old. I'm not going to lie. This is where I should be looking at rosters.
Yeah, he just slid in there.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. Who'd you pick?
McNutt.
Two T's, maybe? No.
Yes.
It's back to me now. Jeez. Okay. Boy, I know what my pander pick would be. Let's see here.
Pander pick.
I do like to pander. I know what could win the people over, I guess, would be the potentially the better one here. Let's see.
I do find it funny that we're going offensive naturally because you're like, there's a little more to pick from.
You can throw together a good defense with some late round picks here.
You're right. I just had to go get Josie so that he'll let me stay at his lake house this year.
Let's see. Okay, I haven't done. This is getting tough, guys.
It's not that tough. It's not that.
You're out of time.
hey. All right, I'm going to take – let's go with all right, how much time do I have left? 10 seconds?
Okay,
I'll take Anthony Nelson.
Oh, he's right. – that's it. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Back to me?
Yep.
I'm going Tyler Goodson.
Reach.
Crazy reach.
Super reach. Okay. Give me Noah Fant.
That's a great pick.
That's a good pick.
That was coming up for
him. He was on the short list.
Bronco for life.
All right. We are going to make our first pick on the defensive side of the ball. I'm shocked he's still on the board. Give me AJ Epenesa.
He was also on the short list. I was real close.
I'm glad you didn't pick my pick.
Jeez. Oh, it's the wrong person.
And now it's on you, Bone Dog.
A lot of stress for you. A lot of stress, G-Bone. I know. We're testing G-Bone's producer skills.
Capabilities.
This is the first time
he's failing under pressure.
He's a little slow on the picks. That's okay. Wow. Remember Blake Haluska? What a name.
Is it Christian Kirksey?
Good pick.
That's a really good pick.
That's a great linebacker core you got going on there.
Who's he got?
I like my room right now.
Jack Campbell and Christian. Yeah, that'll work. You could throw me at the third spot, and I think we'd be okay.
I'll allow it.
Okay, so back to me, huh? We need some more offense. So we need. Wow. Picked Goodson. Probably need another wide receiver. Let's go with Shit. His ball security isn't good, but Amir Smith-Marset.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Yep. It's about time. It's about his time.
I just hope he holds on to the ball. Just need him to...
Just hope he doesn't break his foot and that front flip in the end zone.
Yep, I need less theatrics and more fundamentals.
All right.
That's a joke for anybody that wasn't here 2 years, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever I said that he... has bad ball security on Twitter.
For my other defensive end, I think I need to make the framework of my team around the line as Iowa football does. And at his peak, I truly believe there was nobody better in the country than Drew Ott.
I won't say the country, but he was a damn good football player.
When he was at his peak, dude, he was getting two sacks a night.
Yeah.
And then injury just plagued him. But, dude, he was disgusting.
He was a fantastic football player.
He was great.
I don't think, even if he stays healthy, he was a first-round pick. But
I do.
He was a damn good football player.
He was very good. He was very good. I will not disrespect Drew out on this podcast. He was a great football player. I will not. Grant, by the way, I see just a quick little Anthony Nelson's up in my running back slot. You might want to move him over to your end and then insert Tyler Goodson into that running back slot, which was, yeah.
They're you know, I see. So I'm on the clock, right?
Yes.
I see the defensive end starting to get a little bit thin.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much longer this guy's going to stick around. So I'm going to go ahead and take him. Give me Chauncey Golston.
Nice pick.
And he plays inside at the next level, doesn't he?
He plays everywhere.
Everywhere?
He plays mostly outside, but he plays he plays everywhere.
And somebody's got two Anthony Nelsons.
Okay, hold on. We're Nelson down right now. We got to slow down on the why did I add?
I don't know.
Never mind. All right.
I don't know.
But we got to slow down on some of these picks, by the way. I'm getting
slow down.
Cell 16C, we need a Chauncey Golston.
There you go.
Got me all 16C.
I'm going to have to you're right. I am going to start I have to start looking for through the DNs on our rosters here, cuz
starting to get a little thin.
It's a little thin. That's all right. We can find guys. Oh, there's guys. There's a couple.
Bug is up.
Yeah.
I'm up. Okay, I'll take Jahleel Johnson.
No!
Nice.
Good one.
Nice.
Big slutty. Oh, that's a good pick. Wow. So you're telling me there are some defensive guys starting to go off the board. I've got half of my offense picked. Could I take Drake Kulik at the fullback position? I could.
That would be a silly pick right now.
But is that a reach? It might be. It might be.
Hey, there's only... Kevin said he might pick him next. You don't know if he's going to be available or not.
What are we looking at when we go to defense? Who is on that? Who is on that 2010 team that I'm forgetting about? Is there any some names? Oh, ooh, oh wow, holy shit! There were some dudes still playing in 2010. Mike Daniels.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, I stole that one from me too.
I did not know he was still in 2010.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys hiding from
there are
from that early part of the decade.
Mike Daniels.
Well, then I really should be on the internet.
Well, yeah, just pull up like the 2010, 2011 roster, because that helps a lot, because we remember all the guys that were like with us. But by the way, on the roster in 2010, Martin Hopkins.
Head coach of St. Rita.
Head coach out of St. Rita for St. Rita now, 15 years later. No, that's not my pick. My pick was Mike Daniels, and we are on to
Rizzy.
Drake.
It's on me, and I'm going to take my other corner. I'm taking Micah Hyde.
It's a great pick.
At corner? He was a safety.
Did he play safety?
No, Micah played corner too.
I think you just want to make a corner.
You can put him wherever you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
you don't have a safety spot anyway.
Honestly, yeah, you can anyone you want. You can pick somebody and put him somewhere else. Well, I care if you.
I plan on playing three mics.
If you want to take Spencer Petras so badly, their G Bone, you can put him wherever you want.
Put him at fullback. You know, put him at fullback.
I might. I think I'm not convinced. I don't know if it comes down to it, I might take him at kicker. I'll make.
Will you please put Micah Hyde in there for me?
You just want him on your roster to make the team around you better, humans, you know?
Yeah. Oh, good, great, great team guy.
Is it back to me now?
It is.
Okay. I will do Adam
Gase. Whoa.
Oh, Kevin's up.
Never mind.
Sorry. That's on me.
We're going to go back to the 2010s. I think we've kind of woken up to how good we got some guys there.
Yeah.
This might be the last steal from that era. Give me Sean Prater.
Okay.
Where is Kevin?
Do you look at that 2010 roster and there are some freaking names, man. Wow.
Has this guy been picked?
Okay. I think I have my next pick.
I've lost track of the draft.
It is on you, I believe.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to take Adam Gettis. But what if we just throw him in at fullback? Is that allowed?
one hell of a Geddes is a good pick. That's another low key guy that had a great career in the league. So are we only taking Grant? As I see it here, are we only taking two D linemen apiece? Or
I'd have no idea. I've just been.
Yeah, you just completely messed it up. Whatever you did.
Okay.
What do you want it to say?
I want four defensive linemen. I don't care what position, but.
What do you mean? What did we want, G-Bone? We explained this to you multiple times.
We clearly have not.
We clearly have. We said we wanted 11 starting offense, 11 starting defense, and three specialists. That equals 25.
That could mean literally anything.
And I told you we wanted a 4-3 under defense.
It is on me, right? I am going to be taking another. I bring light to that because I am going to be filling out my second D lineman as everyone has two but me. I'm going Carl Davis.
Nice pick.
A phenomenal pick.
Solid guy in the middle of that defense for a long time there. Carl.
Give me Christian Ballard at defensive tackle.
Another guy. I'm telling you, that 2010 roster, man.
Now G-Bone's cooking with oil here.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep the D-line train going, and kind of a sleeper because he wasn't around that long, but might have had one of the best seasons in defensive tackle history for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Davion Nixon.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's actually a pick right there.
That's a really good pick.
His face is on the wall, dude.
He was a unanimous All-American, man.
I forgot about him completely.
I completely forgot about him as well. Kevin, that's a great pull.
That could be the best pick of the draft.
I'd like to formally apologize to Davion Nixon for forgetting us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to apologize, but
I don't really either. But okay.
Pause. Time out. I'd appreciate it if I got Davion Nixon and not Kluver.
I will take him though.
Okay. Can everyone take a quick look and make sure that they have their people because they could easily be wrong.
Yeah. Here, let's take a pause and see if we have our people.
CJB Tuggerton. It appears to be correct for myself.
No qualms?
I think so.
We're good here. We're good here. Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Might as well be. All
right. Who's up?
You are, Bone Thug. Back to the top of the lineup.
I'll take Carl Klug.
Ah, good pick.
Carl Klug.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Another good pick. Yeah, just
I thought he said Carl Klung, like Mac McClung.
I did.
And I was like, wait, time. Carl Klung, what?
I would put Mac McClung in at like a running back position. That'd be fun to watch.
You can draft Mac McClung as well if you want.
he's also in the pool.
You have to, in addition to a specialist, you need one dunk champion from the 2000s.
Oh shit. Gosh, what do we? So
throw two more DB spots down there, G-Bone, so we can have four DBs.
While I think here, offensive line, that's who we have taken so far. It's a lot of good offensive linemen. Man, who am I missing that would just be people would be like, wow, bud, you forgot about him? I know we have some dudes. I know we got some dudes on the roster. I just need to see them. Wow, do I go all the way back and just take? He was so solid.
I know who you're thinking, and I'm going to be so mad when you take him.
I'm going with the ultimate dad, and I'm going with – do I want to take him? I'm taking Sloat. I'm putting Sloat on the board.
That's not who I was thinking. But
I like
Brett Van Sloten is a hell of a man, hell of a human being.
Now, and this is one of those picks where you're going to think of him and what they did at the next level and what they became. And I know he wasn't that guy. But at the college level, throw on Sloat's tape, and there's a lot of things going right there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I truly don't know who to pick right now.
Sloat just gets forgotten about.
I want James Morris to anchor my God defense.
Damn it. That was my next pick.
I have to pick him I just got way too much respect for James Morris for him not to be my middle linebacker.
Van, V-A-N-S-L-O-T-E-N. And then,
yep.
Okay. Man, James
Morris. We'll give you a second here, G-Bone.
What's that? What? I'm sorry.
Are you, whenever you're ready to go, I'll give you my pick. I know you're playing catch up a little bit.
Hold on. All right, so we need one.
Brett Van Sloten, or just Van Sloten, yeah.
Oh, sorry. That was...
We're learning that G-Bone also didn't take Type to Learn.
No, I did not. I failed my computer typing class in middle school.
All right, we ready to grow?
No, Drake needed someone else.
Linebacker, and that is
James Morris.
James Morris, yeah.
Great pick as well.
Solid pick, solid pick.
Can I draft these teams together? It would be so fun to watch some of these teams play. God damn.
Okay, Kevin's pick.
All righty. Surprised he's still on the board. Give me Imani Hooker at safety.
He was going to be my pick, but then I took James Morris instead because I had two DBs already. Imani was going to be my pick.
It's a great pick, man.
Okay. Let's, all right.
Is it my pick now?
I think so.
Give me Matt Tobin at guard.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Sneaky one.
It's a good pick. See, I forget. Yeah, I mean, you could throw a guy there. You could throw a guy there. Ooh. Actually, I know who I'm picking.
And I think you're about to take my last guy, Kluver.
Yep.
Yeah, you are.
If Grant doesn't.
It's Kevin's pick, though, right?
Wait. No. Drake, did you just pick?
I took Matt Tobin.
Why'd you go after me?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, dude, you took James Morris, and then, yeah, you don't get Matt Tobin.
Delete Matt Tobin.
Delete Matt Tobin, and Grant, you're up.
You can take Matt Tobin.
I was going to say, well, now I have to take Matt Tobin.
And now I'm taking who I think Drake thinks I'm taking.
Right, yeah, I'm taking Matt Tobin. I'm taking Matt Tobin.
Terrible.
I'm going to take I'm filling this guy into my guard slot.
And you're taking James Ferentz.
No.
Oh.
No.
I know my next pick now.
I'm taking Sean Daddy Welsh.
Okay, that's a great pick.
I like
Because if it wasn't some mental health battles that he was having and maybe a lack of motivation to really have a career in the league, I believe Sean Welsh is a decade-long NFL player.
Yeah, he was a great player.
That guy was good.
All right, then give me James Ferentz.
James is a good pick, and I did consider him.
Bronco for life. Super Bowl champion.
James Bronco for life.
All right. I guess O-linemen are starting to fall off the board a little bit. I feel like there's better picks out there.
Is there, though? You know? Is there?
So, I mean, I'm looking. I have not picked a linebacker yet.
Me either. Oh, yeah, I did James Morris.
So, I got to go with Anthony Hitchens.
That was my
yeah. It's great wild, pick. Wild that he stayed on so long, you know. And now that
okay.
The linebackers are
We're deep at linebacker.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Actually, but not as deep as you'd think, because a lot of dudes played for a long time. So you think about middle linebackers in that era, like you get Jack Campbell because he was a true freshman in 2019. Right.
You get lucky,
But you have basically James Morris, Josie, and would you have Jack Hockaday for a year? And that was like the 2010s.
Yeah, that was about it.
Christian Welch, too. Oh, shit. I shouldn't be throwing
these out there.
Whose pick is it?
That's what I was wondering. Is it mine?
It's G-Bone.
I think it's yours, Bonta.
I will take Jordan Bernstein.
That's another good pick. Right. I saw that name.
Just filling out the defense. Gonna have Spencer Petras at D tackle.
All right, what do I need? Everybody has three D linemen except for me. Probably need one of those, huh?
Pretty important.
And I don't have either D end.
Yikes.
See, and I came into this too. I was like, I gotta get the line early. And I just,
that's rough. I don't have any D ends. I'm gonna have to go. I mean, now, because now it feels bad. Because now I can hear you guys saying, "Reach, reach." But I,
you can't reach this late anymore, this
right? Like, there's, you know, we're getting down.
We can reach.
Oh, we can. Okay, I'm in a tough spot.
That would just be called a bad pick.
D end. Can I have? God, it feels tick like a reach. I love this. I fucking love this guy. Top. I fucking love this guy. I don't care if he's a reach. Give me Joe Evans.
That's cool. All right. I don't think that's a crazy reach. I think it's a pretty good player.
Hey, I got Mike Daniels and Carl Davis on the inside. We'll be fine. We'll be okay. Joe's going to give us a motor on the outside.
Give me – was who's the kid in Green Bay right now? The defensive end.
He's not in 2020.
Yeah. All right. Came in 2020, I think.
That is Lucas Van Ness.
You're thinking of Van Ness, though, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Give me Tyler Sash.
I like it.
Wow. That, I like it.
But there was a better safety on the board.
No, don't do it.
Give me Dane Belton.
No, damn it.
I mean, sure, Kevin, but we're talking about Hawkeye legends here.
That was my next pick. That was my next pick.
Is it to me?
I'm mad.
Yeah, it is to you, Bonta.
Okay, I will clean up and take a Denver Bronco, Michael Ojemudia.
Nice pick.
That is a good pick.
Sure is.
Look at all the DBs I have. Better get one of them.
Hey, don't be afraid to take a receiver.
You're not taking a DB yet.
Don't need one. Don't need one. But I am going to take one. Give me Geno Stone.
Do not be afraid to touch the fullbacks, guys.
That's a solid start. That's a solid start.
I am going to have the weakest DBs. We'll just leave it at that. Maybe. Maybe. I tried to pick Cooper DeJean. They wouldn't let me. Would have had the strongest.
Really don't know who to take. Oh, well, who are my linebackers, man?
Man, this fucking guy takes forever, doesn't he?
Drake, currently you have James Morris at linebacker.
Here's one that you guys aren't going to expect, but another legend. Give me Jim Poggi.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
Can I get a spelling there?
P-O-G-G-I.
GGI.
I'm going to pick a
spelling bee rules. You have to
I'm going to pick a real good one right here. You guys are going to love
it. Well, you're not going to pick shit right here because it's my pick.
It's also a good point.
Not yet, but you're not going to pick this guy. I know you won't.
All right. What's everybody else's O-line situation looking like?
I cannot wait to take this guy. I'm actually so excited.
Give me back to the offensive side of the ball. We're going to go ahead and close out the receiver position and give me actually in between two guys there, so I'm gonna we're not going to the receiver. We're gonna go back and give me Freedom. Ross Reynolds.
It's a solid guard pick.
Who'd you pick? I'm sorry.
Ross Reynolds.
Here we go.
And then you are up whenever you get through that.
Okay, I'm taking Fedorowicz.
Damn it.
The fact that Fedorowicz lasted that long.
Yeah, that's a slide. That's like a Shedeur Sanders slide right there. That's pretty wild. I'm going to – man, that was actually my pick. Who else is left at tight end?
Who isn't left at tight end, man? It's tight end you.
I know. And Kittle's sitting there, but like,
that's what I was going to say.
When we're considering Iowa careers, it just his Iowa career was just nothing compared to what he's done in the league. I need one more offensive lineman to round out a pretty solid squad there. Maybe leave that on the board. I need another DN too. Is he on the board? Has he been taken? Give me Nate Meyer. We're going.
Nice.
We are going with the same
motor
prototype on the edge. Joe Evans and Nate Meyer.
The two guys who can motor.
Our bookending Mike Daniels and Carl Davis. And I love that D line. I love that four.
I'm glad you didn't take George because George is my next pick.
Feels right.
If George came back this next round, I was taking him.
It's a good pick. But you guys agree. Like, it's just his college career and his NFL career are just so different.
You still did.
One of the most criminally underutilized players in Iowa football history.
For sure. I would agree. I wish we would use him more as well.
My mom almost got fucking banned from the stadium for screaming about it.
That would have been great.
Oh boy.
Ooh, actually, yeah, I know my next pick. I know my next pick.
Who is the best player still out there?
That's what's fun about this is I know people at home are going, "Hey, you dumbasses."
I know you said there can't be reaches, but I might reach a little.
Somehow. But watch me take Spencer Petras for my wide receiver slot.
I want Nick Neiman on my team.
Well, you can't have him yet.
How can I not?
Because it's my pick.
I thought it was mine. Who'd you just?
I haven't taken anybody yet.
Okay, don't. I'll give you a hint as to who I might pick.
I'm not.
And you were about to put him at receiver.
Give me the all-time catch leader, Kevontae Martin.
You cunt!
Oh, it's so funny because we have like the same guys that are just queued into like your next pick. Okay, so now Grant, you can take.
You can just put KMM.
Yeah, KMM in there, and then you can take your guy who's I feel like it's going to be Nick Neiman.
Yes, correctly.
Wow. And do I want to fill out offense and finish there, or do I want to go defense? Because I'm a little heavier on the offensive side than you guys are right now. I think I am going to do it. Give me Hank, Henry Krieger Coble.
Ooh.
Okay.
Do you just want a big on the sheet? You just want a big Hank?
Just put all caps Hank. Yeah.
All caps.
I love that I got the initial receivers too. KMM being one of them is also
been DJK right. And I. Yeah, the running backs in this draft give me about the exact same amount of respect as the running backs in the NFL draft. Just not a top tier position. Facts.
Give me Keenan Davis.
Good pick. Good pick. I was going back and forth between him and Kevontae.
You start to type these names out, and you're like, damn, this is four starting lineups, offense and defense, for just 10 years of Iowa football. And holy shit, there's some dudes.
These would all be fantastic teams.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let's go with give me Christian Welch.
Yeah, good pick.
Can everyone take a look real quick and make sure outside of Welch
it looks, that you got? It looks good for me. Looks good for me. I've been looking at it. I mean, I only need one, two.
Yeah, we're coming down towards the end
three,
here.
Three, four, five, six. There are like seven picks left, and then your specialists. So maybe not even. Man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, seven. Who just picked?
Kevin, right?
Yeah, so Gary, yep.
Oh, man. Let's see here. There's a couple on here. I'm going to go for the running backs. I want Kanziri.
Good pick.
Yeah. I got to fill some of these defensive spots. I mean, just by sheer lack of bodies, I just have the worst defense right now. And we are going to go with the other Neiman. And I don't know which one was better, to be honest, but we're going Ben Neiman for my second linebacker.
Nice.
I mean, also, I probably should have taken Ben, also Bronco for left.
I think you might get mixed reviews there if you ask who had the – I mean, I would lean Ben, but
– Ben definitely had the better college career.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
But Nick
– has had a slightly more successful – more athletic. Yeah. Head and face.
For my last defensive lineman, I want Jonathan Babineau.
Is that
it?
No, not even close, dude.
He was with Claiborne, right?
No.
Let me check.
No.
D-line. Just Babineau is
Jonathan Babineau. He's
not on the roster. Not on the roster.
Damn, that one hurts. I thought I was going to get one. Okay, then you know what?
Bro was born in 1981.
Oh, my fault. All right, then I'm going to go with a reliable ass dude.
And Dean Soponitis.
Budgeta. I want Nathan Budgeta.
Budgeta's a good pick. I thought DeMontis Venkis Cucciara was a good one.
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to wrap out.
I get a spelling on Budgeta.
B-A-Z-A-T-A.
Lazada.
Nico Law stole $200 from me. Not picking him.
I'm gonna finish out my tight end room with Raymond Hamilton.
Good pick.
I love how you wrote Raymond.
Well, if we get to pick guys from the 80s, is Niall still on the board?
Niall.
I thought. And I get Niall as my.
Navinoe for sure.
I get my, Niall also as my.
Can I? Andre Tippett, Larry Station. God, there's some good guys left on the board.
I get Niall as my punter and kicker in addition to some of these positions as well. Right. Swiss Army knife. Okay. Let's see here. Who do we need? This is more the question. Let's see here.
Just throw anybody in there.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be the first to take a kicker. I'm taking Marshall.
That is an insane pick.
Yeah.
With position players still on the board.
Don't care.
You're the fantasy football guy that takes a kicker in the eighth round, aren't you?
Respect.
I took my kicker in the second round last year.
He wouldn't even be in my first two kickers.
Hey, it's fine. Well, I'm on Marshall though.
You have to spell his name right to get him though.
K O E N.
There's an H in there somewhere.
Dang it.
K O E H N. Man, it's pretty thin. It's pretty thin over in that position. My goodness, do I take? Who's the? Oh God. Who's the best white safety we had over the 2010s? There was a lot of them, you know? Loudermilk, Tanner Miller, Gervais, Kevin Ward.
You're sleeping on you don't have to – I'm not going to say anything.
Don't say it, Kevin. Shut up.
Hey, I just wasn't going to bring it up, you know? Is there somebody out there
Kevin, shut up. You don't have to go to the –
Kevin, shut up.
I'm aware. If I had time,
Drake, I can't see some people get disrespected by having big Gervais picked over them, okay?
No, because you just about blurted out my next pick, Kevin. I pick next.
Hold on. Hey, what? Hey, who are you thinking about?
Shut up. Pick somebody, stupid, bald-head idiot.
Now we're just making him mad. Okay. Give me Tanner Miller.
Good. Thank God.
I can't think of
– Give me Lomax, for the love of Christ.
I liked low. Okay, so I liked low too.
I mean, Tanner Miller was a very respectable pick.
Yeah.
Honestly, they would probably go head-to-head, right?
Yeah, I don't see a huge gap between them.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay, Kluver. Tanner.
Yeah. And I took Lomax.
Okay.
Lomax is good. I almost took Lomax several rounds ago, but God, I still need two. I got technically two safeties.
Okay.
All right. We're doing okay. We're doing okay.
All right.
We'll be all right.
Okay. I think we can survive another round at that position.
What?
Don't be afraid to take a fullback.
I think this guy's the best D lineman. Our best offensive lineman still on the board. I want to close out my offensive line. Give me Jordan Walsh.
Oh, he was going to be my guard pick. Yeah. Good pick. it gets down like where we're at with the line now, like 15, 16 deep. It's very – there's a lot of guys that are like very
– Oh, I'm just saving my personal favorites. I'm not going off skill anymore for the offensive line.
Man, I'm just not going to be – I'm just not going to – and this is no disrespect, but we're just not going to be elite at the cornerback position. It's just not – I think, G-Bone, you're up, though.
Oh, shoot. Okay, we're in trouble now. This is going to be
– Well, you said you're just going to go with your favorite. Just pick somebody you like.
And maybe in like a pick or two. I mean, holy cow. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll pick a fullback.
Good. I mean, is anyone else drafting Drake Kulik next? No.
He's on the big board. I'm not going to tell you where he's on the big board.
It is low.
The name's on there somewhere because he was on one of those rosters.
Yeah, he's certainly draftable.
Jeez. Okay. Maybe I do just rip a personal favorite one right away. We got – gosh, is he – I got to make sure he played on the right year.
I feel like I'm being judged by some of my picks now because, like, you're so low that, like, you could forget guys that were just totally dudes and you just don't think about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to – I want Kyler Schott. That's what I want.
That's a good pick. I thought about him earlier.
Shoot or shoot.
He's not a tight end, though.
Would I put him
at? Put him there if you want to.
No, I got to leave that open for Petrus.
Jesus.
All right, who you got, Kluver?
I think I'm going to take, as long as he's not taken, I don't think I heard his name. Give me Matt Hankins.
Good pick.
Nice.
Good pick.
Yeah. Found one in there. He was good. His best year was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he battled the injury bug his senior year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now here's a question for you. Pat Anger played in a bowl game in 2010.
No. The bowl game doesn't count. 2009 roster.
Good try.
I was considering it as well.
Okay, then I would like to round out my offensive line by picking Nolan McMillan.
Okay. That's a good pick. Yeah, I saw him on there as well.
Actually, you
battled the injury bug, but he actually came back to play a lot of years in Canada after his Iowa career.
He did. Yeah, he was a dog.
He was the crazy thing is, I don't think he was even a starter his senior year, but he was good.
Because of the injuries, man. Yeah. He started early in his career, but then battled the injury bug.
Yeah.
And he was
that's a good pick.
He was big too, man. He was so big.
He was huge. He had a
great frame, yeah. All right. We're still looking good at that position. Not looking great here. I'm gonna go close out my backers with Seth Benson.
It's a good pick.
A really good pick.
I could have used that pick. Could have used it. Needed it almost. Man, who are the... Okay, so that was Kevin. And then we go back to the top with...
That's a great pick. I can't believe I left that one off there.
Wow, I actually... This... this could be...
I think okay. You're about to pick who I was just about to pick, Kluver, and I can't believe he's still there.
No. Well, yeah, you have that spot open.
Yeah. I didn't think he was on the roster.
No. There's simply no way you're going to pick the guy that I'm going to pick. It would be wild if you were thinking of the same guy. And I'm a little scared. I mean, Grant's up, I think.
Yeah.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to reach too much here. What do I need? Let me see. D-tackle maybe. Oh boy. I promise I'm going to pick someone, guys. Don't worry.
Everybody hates you.
I'm well aware of that. You should look at my DMs. it was not lost on me at all.
Oh man, G-Bone, tell him to eat your balls and swallow.
Can I take someone if they transferred?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take Derek Willis.
Interesting. It's Derek Willis.
Willis? I'll take Willis instead.
It's funny because there's actually another guy for that slot that.
There's a couple of dudes.
Were you thinking about Chuck Jones
or Tyrone?
But he was a running back. He's in the NFL as a running back.
Yeah, he played.
He played running back at Purdue. When he actually got on the field, he was a running back.
He took some reps. You could slot
when he had production.
At Iowa, he was a wide receiver.
Cool. Okay, so it is my turn now. I'm going to take a guy who transferred out of Iowa as well to fill my third linebacker spot. I'm going Dylan Doyle.
Okay.
Don't hate that.
Became a very respectable linebacker.
Now that I think about it, I don't love the transferring out picks. I don't know if that's valid. But
he was on the roster.
You're right. You're right.
Why did Dylan transfer?
Do we want to make this a 4-hour podcast?
I could rehash it. Could rehash. We're getting down to the wire here. We each have two picks left.
Okay,
maybe after this round.
Was Jay Higgins a true freshman on the roster?
Don't believe so.
No, he was not. He was the
2019. He was not a true freshman.
I'm looking at the linebackers of 2019 right now, and he is not there.
Seen 2020 freshman.
Damn it. Oh, man, that hurts. All right. Just because I don't know what to do with that linebacker spot and nobody's going to pick linebackers anyways, I can just wait on it and figure it out. Yeah. Give me James Vandenberg for my quarterback.
Vandenberg over Rudock, huh?
Yeah.
I would go the same, probably.
All right. What do we need? We need
a running back.
These two guys, man. I got two guys here. Probably don't get enough love. I'm actually gonna go with one who definitely doesn't get enough love.
Damn it.
Dude who I can't believe did not have a successful NFL career. Oh. BJ Lowry.
Fuck, dude. That was my pick. Man.
He was a great college cornerback.
I was going to fill out my corners and actually feel pretty good about it, and you found him. I'm so pissed. Now I have to find someone. That's bad. It's bad for me. Everybody's filled out their safeties though, so I can just wait on that. All right.
Hey, I could take a safety though for fullback.
You could. You could.
Actually, I might just throw the draft and only take
go for it. The go for it, brother.
Kluber, do you need a safety or a corner?
I need, well, technically a corner.
There's a good one still out there.
Is there?
Go for it, G-Bone.
I'll take Noah Shannon.
All right. Yeah.
That's an underrated pick there.
Very respectable.
Guy who got boned out of a
very
year.
Very respectable pick.
Yeah.
He would have gone a lot earlier had he got his senior year.
God, I feel like I'm going to disrespect him by not choosing him first in the fullback slot.
No, I'm not the right answer.
Not
there
you.
There is one very
hey,
clear answer.
Drake, let me make this clear. I don't give a fuck about you.
Oh, okay. There's only one correct answer. No. I'm saying that I'm glad he wasn't saying me because you said disrespect. I'm the only one he's talking to right here.
I'm going,
there's only one pick.
I'm going Monty Potterbaum.
You're insane.
Was he? I don't know if you're insane. Was he a
2019 roster? I'm looking at him on the roster right now.
Okay.
You are insane.
Now, I understand that, and this is why I said it. I understand Buford Ross was available.
Mark fucking Wiseman.
He was a running back.
Is that your pick, Drake? Can we assume that's your pick?
Yeah, that's my pick.
Okay. For which position?
For fullback.
Okay. I'll be honest. He wasn't even in my mind as a fullback.
That's insane.
Wait, I'm sorry. So who did you pick? End up picking Kluver?
Monty Potterbaum.
Oh, okay. There we're going to double check.
Who is technically as a –
Yeah, Wiseman played fullback for a year and a game.
Yeah, but I view him as a running back, and that's how I was thinking about him.
Well, that's even better then if you're getting a 240-pound running back playmaker at your fullback.
That's true. I mean, that's good logic. I like Monty.
Sure, he was a great player. He can't hold Wiseman's job. None of us can.
Yeah, he was in my mind as a running back.
All right. We're going to do it. We're going to sell some autographs, and we're going to go with Akram Wadley.
Ah, there it is. There it is. I thought about it when I took
– I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just got to suck it up sometimes.
You got to You got to put him at running back, G-Bone.
No, oh, sorry.
Do not want that guy at fullback. He's going to be dog shit. Now you
got
there.
Damian Nixon at fullback, too.
He would be a great fullback.
Do you want him in your fullback line now?
No, I want Monty Bottomham.
I was just talking to Kevin, but okay.
Is it back to G-Bone?
Back stop, please.
Did you say it was back to me?
Okay. I believe it is.
Now I got to really think here.
Kevin's claiming there's still a corner out there, and I can't.
Actually, no. All right, yeah, Drake, you're.
I think at the end here, if we have spots that we don't want to disrespect by somebody.
Whoa! We need a better announcement for that. What was that, G-Bone?
I said Drake Kulik are coming to my team.
Wow. Thank you, okay.
Thank you for the draft pick.
Kind of surprised you didn't.
That means Kevin gets Brady Ross, so that's really nice.
Do you just want Brady Ross now?
No, because I've got another pick on the other side of the ball that I'd rather do. I'm gonna finish out the defensive line, and honestly, it's a steal for like one of the last rounds. Cedric Lattimore.
Nice.
Wow, Ced. Forgot about Ced. That is a steal for where he got picked.
That is a steal.
Let's see. Do I think
back to Bone Thug?
Yeah.
When was the last time Kluver picked?
But you took me, Bone Thug, so I think you picked out of turn.
Are you serious? I've been going after Kevin.
No, I went Akram Ridley. Then he said you two idiots were still talking. He said Drake Kulik, and then it should have been Kluver next, I think.
That's okay, because I wasn't picking anybody that just got picked.
Because it went Kluver, it went okay, so it went Potterbaum,
that's all right.
And then
I think by
I'll take it off the board.
No, you're okay. No, you're good. You got to take mine off the board technically.
And you took
G-Bone. I don't know Lattimore. How okay, you have it. Less picks than. Oh, it's because you picked a kicker already. Okay, I understand now.
Hey, you should be Mr. Specialist for people too. Just considering it, not even a pick,
buddy. In this instance, it doesn't matter. We are not people in this.
Okay, so I've taken Cedric Lattimore off the list.
Okay. Thank you.
So is it my pick then?
It's your pick, Kluver.
I'm gonna fill my O line with, and I'm pretty sure. Give me Boone Myers.
Nice.
Like it.
Another guy that just battled so much injury, but when he was 100% healthy, that's a top 20 lineman.
For my last linebacker, I'm going Jeff Tarpinian.
It's honestly, yeah, I was Tarp, going back and forth between him and
Tarp was well respected. You've got your linebacking core is OG, dude.
OG baby.
You can go ahead and throw in Cedric Lattimore for me now.
Okay. Boy, all right, we gotta do some real deep digging here.
I hope as a collective four, we didn't forget anybody egregious, because when we put these out, someone's gonna be like,
somebody's gonna say we missed here and there, but I'm doing this off of looking at one roster. So yeah.
We're back to Grant now.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I have my last pick.
Oh man,
except for the specialist. I think this is who Kevin was thinking of too, but maybe not.
This could be a massive mistake, but I really like the dude. I'm taking Levi Paulson.
Not the worst pick in the world.
I feel like I gave up on the O-line like 15 rounds ago.
You get a little bit of a pass.
You still got a pretty solid O-line out there. You got Geddes, Tobin, and Tristan, so.
No respect.
Run Tristan, to that side of the having Tristan really helps. To finish out all my positions except for specialists, my last DB is going to be Greg Maben.
Yep, there you go.
Guy had a sneaky little career in the league, longer than most people probably think.
Yep.
Maben spelled
A-B-I-N. There we go. All right.
Okay, so I have fullback, running back. Oh, no, I have fullback. Good. Okay, running back.
We're still missing. Somehow Gary is still missing one pick because
– I think it's going to, like, wrap around to me, though, eventually.
Did you pick – trust the process. Did you pick a second tight end or a second receiver ever, Gary?
No, I have one receiver, one tight end still.
Okay. I think
I have three open slots. So does everyone else.
I think I'm about to make a crazy pick here, if what we saw of this kid, all we got to see was what we saw, but give me Brandon Weger.
So when I realized that it was like halfway through this, I was like, I'm picking Weger. And I realized that I had already picked Goodson. I would have gone Weger and potentially first. His elite year was unbelievable.
And he was a freshman, dude. What we got to see of Brandon Weger as a freshman, it's just like.
That's one of the biggest what ifs in Iowa football history, I think.
One of the biggest what ifs ever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to forego the fullback position and go to the kicker and give me the man was shafted out of the national award. Should have been Lou Groza winner. Keith Duncan.
Petrus. Grant just wants Petrus picked somewhere, man.
I love Nate Stanley, but I kind of wish I had Petrus on my graphic. It's just.
Well, you are up, I think.
You can put him.
You can choose him right now.
Did he technically do a punt one time?
I believe he punted at least once. Yeah.
Do it. Okay. Do it. Right, you gotta do it.
We're gonna save that. We're gonna.
Nate Stanley was no joke. Probably like the fifth best punter in this decade.
Probably
in the 2020s.
In the 2010s, Nate Stanley is probably the fifth best punter.
Oh man. Okay. I can't even think of it. I'm taking Petrus, my sneaky punter.
You're awesome, Gary.
Sneaky Petrus. That's what he put in there.
Sneaky Petrus.
Holy shit. Okay, so we've got Keith and Marshall off the board. It's really unfortunate that the Aussie bomb came in.
Wait, Marshall's off the board?
Marshall went off like 10 rounds ago.
Yeah. Grant took him like in the fourth round.
Man.
Is it a reach? If it
works? I'm going to take Donahue as my punter.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong person.
Wrong team.
And did we find out that Torrey Taylor was 2020?
Yeah, he was.
And was Sleep Dalton taken?
No.
Sleep Dalton is available.
All right. In that case, give me Cornbrath. He's an all-time legend.
Not at punting.
Hey, listen. Don't care. We got Sneaky Peaches picked as one of the punters, so I'm not worried about it.
Oh, shit.
That's when he'll strike, though, if you're not worried.
I guess I would take Sleep Dalton then as my punter.
Dude, people forget Donahue was one of the three finalists for the Ray Guy.
Yeah, Donahue was a great punter.
He was one of the final three for that award. So basically, I mean, he was basically finished one spot behind where Dunk did in the kicker ranking, technically.
No, because Donahue wasn't fully shafted out of his fucking brain cells.
Keith was.
God, that is one of the biggest fixes. I mean, granted, it's a kicking award that doesn't actually mean anything because it's postseason, it's whatever, but seriously, that's just an utter fix job.
Kevin, your pick?
I picked the punter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you got a couple of good receivers still out there.
I know. I'm trying to – was he in – oh, boy. Was he
– just ask questions because we can't fill our receivers. So, like
– okay, I'm going to take Tyrone Tracy. Or did someone already take him?
No, he's good. He's available.
No.
He is available.
No, that's locked in. I'm surprised Brandon Smith did not get picked.
I thought about it when I picked ISM.
That was not good. Oh, boy.
Okay, so it's back to me, and I have my
– that's not good. Oh, boy.
I'll just take the guys before us. I'm going to go Mike Meyer.
Awesome.
Donahue and Meyer. I feel real good about that. On the side. Other side. There you go.
I know my next pick.
Alex Padilla.
Stratton a true freshman? 2019?
Shaggy. You have to get a tight end, and Drake needs a kicker, and that's it? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we picking long snappers or no?
And Kevin needs a fullback. Well, he didn't put it on there, but we can. Yeah. I don't know if it's super.
Does everyone boycott Kluver?
I
want
not.
Casey Kreider.
Yeah, so do I.
Very nice, dude.
Skipping the kicker, going well. I guess everyone's already got. He was a snapper, but you can have him kick. I don't know. He's probably
no. I thought we were adding a snapper. I'm taking Casey.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying G-Bone put him in the kicker. Well,
he didn't have any other spots. What else was
okay?
He
well,
go?
If we're not actually doing long snapper, then give me Miguel because
okay,
I love that guy.
Do we okay? Do we want a long snapper though? Before I put this on,
if we do, then we're going to have just an all long snapper round, and that's fine. But it doesn't matter to me.
I'm going to go with my personal financial advisor, Brady Buford Ross. At
there you go. Love that
oh boy,
Brad.
Oh shit!
I love that he's your financial advisor,
Brad Ross. Brad Ross. And that
you definitely want an autistic. Taking also. Care of your finances, that's for sure.
That leaves,
I'm also going to start investing with him.
That leaves Gary with one pick. I don't know how we got him last, but
yeah. Okay, yeah, Mr. Irrelevant then of the draft. I'll take incredibly nice at tight end. I'll take Sean Beyer.
So, there you go.
Jake Doozy left off the board.
I know, Jake Doozy. I can't believe he was left on the board. He was going to be my pick.
But if you look at the guys that
Doozy.
Yeah.
Doozle got left off at the end there.
It was him or Beyer. Yeah.
They were probably the next best, too.
Yeah. And what about Henry Krieger Coble?
I have him.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Did I put him? Oh, yeah. Hank. Sorry.
All right. So there's our rosters. Yeah.
Oh my God, that took
that was fun. Minutes. That was a good little process.
It was really fun. It's definitely a different listening experience. I'm not sure if it's the greatest podcast ever, but it's a fun activity for those that probably followed along. We'll post these. So, well, when the episode comes out, we'll post these. You guys can vote or have discussion about who would have the best team, what that would look like, what the scores would look like against each other. Tell us who did we leave off? Who should have been picked higher? Who did we reach for? 1 hour and 22 minutes. I do think we should come back and maybe with a slightly more polished process and do the 2000s. And then we could even do 2020.
Well, dude, if we do the 2000s, we got to do some homework first.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we got to have rosters up. We got to do mock drafts.
There's a lot of these dudes that are going to cross over into that.
We're 600 episodes in. It's about time we prepare for one of them, you know? that's about it. We're glad to have Drake back for another episode. Nice 80 plus minutes of content there for you guys. We'll be back again. We're into the 600s now. This is 601. We're climbing towards 7. So,
and I think my roster wins.
Okay. There you go. See you later.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.